Well, my definition of purpose is very simple. Do the thing the devil doesn't think you will do. So I'm just saying, hey, come and meet my Heavenly Father. He's amazing. We're not saying everything's a demon, but what we're saying is we need to have the wisdom to know when it is. Well, my definition of purpose is very simple. Do the thing the devil doesn't think you will do. That's my definition of purpose. There are all things that the devil just says, you know what? I don't think they'll do that because of what happened in their past. I don't think that they'll say that because they're shy or they're timid. I don't think that they'll, you know, move in that direction. And so my definition of purpose is so simple. It's do the thing the devil doesn't think you'll do. And here in New York City, during the height of the pandemic, they were loading bodies into refrigerated trailers in my neighborhood. And I remember thinking, like, we are in a time of spiritual warfare, yeah, and the devil doesn't think that I will confront him on social media. So up until that time, I had done almost all of my ministry in the physical analog world, but we were locked down in New York City. I couldn't meet as a church because we rented all of our facilities. And so I was like, I was like feeling like I was going to explode. Like, what can I do? And I just remember thinking, this is going to be one of the weirdest, wildest, craziest things I've ever done, but I am going to confront the works of darkness through social media. So I picked up my phone and I started to just pray for people to receive deliverance and salvation and healing. And we saw, I mean, I'm not kidding, I'm not exaggerating this, like a digital revival, thousands and thousands of people experiencing medically verifiable miracles. I mean, people within weeks after that broadcast were sending me doctors, printed out like doctors' PDFs and all this stuff of, hey, it's medically verifiable, here's the proof. And people were delivered from demons that had been tormented for years and years of their life. It was just, it was insane. And for me, it was shocking because I'm like, why did I not do this sooner? Like, I didn't realize God could use a phone and social media in this way. And I think that was one of the biggest blessings of the pandemic. So that's really, for me, like how this next level, this next season started. It was like a time of great darkness. The light shined even brighter. I want to start by saying not everything is a demon. I think oftentimes people just assume that I am demon obsessed and I'm looking for demons and I'm making demons up. And maybe if you're listening right now, you have friends and family members that think you're hyper aware of the demonic. I think it's actually just me counterbalancing. You know, for the last several decades in Christianity, especially American Christianity, if you listen to the sermons that are being preached from most of our pulpits, the devil's never mentioned. Demons are never mentioned. Yeah. But then when you read the New Testament, whether you go from Matthew all the way to Revelation, I mean, you can hardly go a few chapters without Jesus confronting demons, the apostles confronting demons. And the awareness of the demonic realm in the first century church was there. But in the 21st century church, according to most pulpits in America, it's almost like everything's just mental. Everything's just the flesh. So I think what you're seeing right now is actually a counterbalance. Now, of course, there's people who are demon obsessed and they're looking for the devil. And we're not trying to dismiss taking up your cross, carrying that cross, right? Crucifying the flesh. We're not trying to dismiss discipline and replace discipline with deliverance. But at the same time, we need to be aware that we are being fought and the demonic realm is real. And so I think it's proper balance, okay? And so there's many of you that are listening right now that you're like, you know, I've only addressed this problem emotionally, but never addressed, maybe it could be demonic. I've only addressed this problem in the flesh physically, but maybe it can be demonic. And, you know, Jesus, I love the ministry of Jesus because it was incredibly accurate. And so, for example, sometimes when he prayed for people, he prayed for a physical healing. But we have an account of a woman that had a condition, and the Bible says it was the spirit of infirmity. And so he didn't say, hey, you need to go to the doctor and get a new prescription. He didn't say, hey, you need to go to physical therapy because you're hunched over and you can't stand up straight. He actually said, wait a second, I'm accurate and I'm a good minister, right? This is Jesus. And he said, it's the spirit of infirmity. And when he cast the spirit of infirmity out, that's what caused that woman to be able to stand up straight. So a wise minister will say, wait a second, I think that you lack discipline, and that's why your back hurts. You need to start working out. You need to lose some weight. That's discipline. And for me, that's my story. I had chronic lower back pain. I've lost over 40 pounds in the last year. I went to weeks and weeks and weeks of physical therapy. And guess what? My back doesn't hurt anymore. And it wasn't a demon. It was discipline. But there are certain people that, as you are a wise minister, you say, you know what? Your particular condition, that is demonic. And so for me and my peers, we're not saying everything's a demon, but what we're saying is we need to have the wisdom to know when it is. Because I just did last summer, I did a global revival tour. I traveled all over the United States and I did multiple countries and I confronted the demonic, but sometimes I prayed for physical healing and deaf ears opened. And it was amazing. And we caught it on video. You can watch it on my YouTube channel. But then sometimes I said, every demon that's causing deafness, I command you to come out. And then people's ears were opened. Yeah. And so it's like, you know, I think what can be confusing for people, especially people who don't read their Bible, is, well, I prayed for somebody's deaf ears to open and it didn't happen. I guess God doesn't want them to be healed. And it's like, no. That the condition is it's the same end result is deafness. But for one person, it's demonic in origin. And for the other person, it's just physical in origin. And you've got to learn how to pray specific prayers for the specific root. And I think that's what you're seeing. And so are we demon obsessed? No. Is everything a demon? No. But I believe that we're restoring back biblical Christianity that says we have discernment to know when it is and when it's not. Yeah, this is so good. It's going to help all of you understand like what spiritual authority in the kingdom really is. So I have two daughters, Bella and Everly. Shout out. They're amazing. My little mini me's. It's me with a wig on, you know, it's like, it's so funny being a dad girl, a girl dad. But, you know, I'm the only male in my household. So pray for me. But it's funny because as I've watched them grow through every season, I've learned so many lessons about the kingdom. And there's one time in particular, both of my girls were fighting over the same toy and they kept arguing and fighting. And finally, one of them came back to me and they were like, "Dad, this is my toy. And, you know, she won't give it, you know, give it to me." And, you know, there. And so I said, "Okay, enough. You go tell her dad said, give the toy back." And when she walked into her room and she looked at, you know, I'm not saying which daughter, okay, I don't want to, but she said, "Dad said, give the toy back." Then all of a sudden she obeyed. But up until that point, she kept saying, "Give me the toy back, give me the toy back." And it didn't solve the problem. But when my daughter used my authority, she was enforcing my consequences. So she had to, the other daughter had to say, "Wait a second, like dad is going to come in here and there's going to be discipline connected to that authority." So here's the thing. When you're trying to cast out demons by your own power, when you're trying to pray for somebody to be healed in your own power, it's like you're saying, you know, be healed in my power. But the way to understand the authority of the kingdom is it is actually Christ's authority that you're using. So the demons are not obeying you. They're actually obeying the consequences of the kingdom. They're actually saying, "Hey, there is somebody behind this believer. Come on, I know somebody's shouting right now." And it is their heavenly Father. And Jesus is the one who conquered sickness. Jesus is the one who conquered all demonic forces. And so they're actually responded to the one that we're coming on behalf of. And you don't have to have a seminary degree. Come on, you don't have to have an ordination. You just have to be a son or a daughter of the King. And you said, "My dad said every cancer cell dies. My dad said MS has to disappear and every lesion on the brain. My dad said that every demonic spirit of depression and anxiety has to go." And guess what? It happens. And that's really when you watch me online or you come to any one of our church services, that's what you're seeing happen. Is it's not Mike Signorelli. The Bible says, "If Christ be lifted up, he will draw all men unto himself." So I'm just saying, hey, come and meet my heavenly Father. He's amazing. Matter of fact, I remember a broadcast where the Lord was challenging me to pray for sicknesses that don't have any medical cure. And one of them was MS. And it was really challenging to me. And there's this precious woman who was watching my broadcast, and she was on staff at a Baptist church in Texas. And you know, they had prayed for her. She never received healing. And sometimes people have a theology that just says, you know, well, if God doesn't heal you in his sovereignty, you're just supposed to be sick. And I'm one of those people that's like, I will pray for supernatural healing until your last breath. And then even after you die, I will pray for resurrection. That's me. You know, that's the rest is on God. And so during that broadcast, I didn't know that this precious woman was listening while she was at her Baptist church doing her, you know, roles and responsibilities on that staff. And I just said, if you're listening right now and you've prayed before for healing and it's never happened, I just want to pray again, because I'm stubborn in the spiritual realm and I believe that God can do anything. And so I begin to pray. Well, all of a sudden, about a month later, in my inbox, I got a message from this woman, and she was one of those people that actually provided the medical verification that all of her signs, all of her symptoms, everything had completely resolved. I'm saying that in air quotes, because, right, you know, the medical community will never say cured or healed. But they had used the word resolved. And then in the months to follow, she continued to get regular checkups that proved that she was completely healed. And so I just think that that's what it is. I didn't do it. God did it. And it was just me enforcing the authority of the kingdom. Like my dad said that I have the authority to cast out demons, heal the sick, and raise the dead. And that's what I'm going to do. Yeah. You know, the stories like the ones I just told can either be encouraging or discouraging. The Bible says that, you know, hope deferred makes the heart sick. There's many of you who have been like, I've been waiting for my miracle. My hope's deferred. Like I have heart sickness. Like I'm tired of hearing someone else's testimony. Well, I just want to ask you, would you join your faith with me one more time right now? Because when I pray, I believe it's going to happen. I'm going to say a short prayer. It's not the length of the prayer that increases the power. Come on, it's just one word. We can send our word through a phone. We can send it through a podcast. We can send it through a social media platform. And I believe that God's going to do it right now. And so, Father, I thank you in advance for the flood of testimonies that are going to come in from this prayer right now. And I speak to every physical body and I say, be whole and be healed from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Every infirmity, every sickness, I command tumors to dissolve right now. I command cancerous cells to die in the name of Jesus. Deaf ears open right now. Arthritis, be healed right now. I thank you, Father, for doing it. Migraine headaches gone in the name of Jesus right now. And I speak to every spirit of infirmity. I speak to every demon that is causing blindness and deafness, and I command you to go right now in the name of Jesus. Come out of their ears, come out of their eyes, come out of their bodies now in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Every single one of you foul spirits, you will no longer torment, and I command you to loose their minds now. Many of you are beginning to experience clarity in your thoughts right now. I command every single spirit that's been inflicting minds to go in the name of Jesus. And I release the peace of God that surpasses all understanding right now to just invade their mind. And I thank you, Father, that this season, this day is different. And Father, I thank you for healing. Now, I want some of you right now, you've got to actually, you know, Jesus said, pick up your mat and walk. Some of you right now, I know this sounds crazy, but you need to stand up. You need to walk. You need to do something that you couldn't do before. You need to actually operate in the realm of faith by activating that healing right now and just do something you couldn't do before. And some of you are laughing right now because you're like, I can't believe it. It actually happened. I can't believe it. The healing is here. I feel like God is just right now straightening spines, curvature of the spine. Just take a picture of it. Document your miracle. God's doing it right now. This time is different in Jesus' name. Amen.